Nobody ever has enough money. One area where organizations, including federal agencies, have been able to save money is by ensuring projects run smoothly. Last year, agencies were able to save an average of $25 million per $1 billion spent with better project management. That's according to the Project Management Institute. Federal News Radio's Eric White discussed results of PMI's research with its CEO, Mark Langley.
This is our latest study. We've been doing it since 2006. It's our foundational study we launch annually in this time frame, and we're excited about it again. It always yields insights into the trends and practices, and this year's no different. So one of the headlines is that for the first time in 5 years, there's been a reduction in dollars wasted due to poor project performance, from last year around 12% for every project down to about 10%.
And you said this is the first time there's been a reduction.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a good headline, and we're thrilled about some of the other insights. Some of the things that organizations are doing, we believe are starting to see the results. For instance, organizations that we've identified as champion organizations tend to do 4 things differently. You know, one is we'll find a defined, documented career path for project and program managers in their organizations, with a focus on training and development across a broader set of skills, what we call the PMI talent triangle, so technical leadership and strategic and business management skills, so not just technical project management. There's also a focus on benefits realization, so we don't do projects because we're enamored with them. There's something we want to receive from them at the end, and the organizations that have mature benefits realization are obviously having much better results. In fact, those champion organizations waste 28 times less than what we would call the underperforming organizations. And the third one, which I think is really important and ties to some activity recently, even in the U.S. federal government with some legislation, is the presence of an engaged executive sponsor is a critical success factor in projects. And these champion organizations in this year's study more often have engaged executive sponsors. And we can't overstate the importance and value of that in project management success factors in organizations. And the last is they have they promote the establishment and the sustainment of what we call PMOs, project or program management offices, or enterprise project management offices, depending how they're organized. And so those 4 things are really the characteristics.
Honing in on the U.S. federal government, does that fall under one of your champion organizations?
No, government results are about kind of middle of the road in terms of success factors. What I was referring to was some legislation that was signed in December of last year by President Obama, mm-hmm. called the Program Management Improvement and Accountability Act. And what we're encouraged by and commended them on is that it really supports the implementation of essentially some of the 4 criteria that I mentioned of champion organizations, where they're actually less likely to have champion organizations, departments, and agencies than, say, the public sector. They have a lower percentage of those. But what that legislation calls for is implementing many of the things that make those other organizations successful, like a formal job series, which would be a career path, a standard approach, so formalizing project management, so it's standards-based, based on ANSI standards for project program and portfolio management. They'll focus on the role of the executive sponsor, so there'll be a program management officer in each of the agencies and departments, and they'll also focus on knowledge sharing across an interagency council. So these are all consistent with the behaviors and practices of champion organizations, and I think this legislation puts the U.S. federal government really on the path towards that.
We're speaking with Mark Langley. He's the president and CEO of the Project Management Institute. So on that note of governments establishing executive sponsorship, what would that look like on the ground, real time? Would that be a new leadership position of somebody whose job is to make sure that when projects are instituted, we're keeping an eye on the long-term goals and we're working towards those goals?
Yeah, so it's identifying an existing senior official in agencies and departments that would be the program management officer, so the one accountable for program management efficiency. So it's not necessarily a new position or new headcount at all. It's formalizing program management, which I think the important thing to understand about the U.S. federal government, like other governments, is nearly all of the work of government is funded through programs, and therefore program management is the way and means through which, you know, policy gets implemented, benefits are delivered to citizens, and so on. So within these department agencies, they're using program management. What it is not is formalized to the level or standardized across government. So there's pockets of excellence in various departments and agencies that you can point to. What we really hope when I know this legislation will deliver is raising that those pockets of excellence up and formalizing it across all departments and agencies. So this officer, program management officer, will be identified in each of the agencies, and they'll participate on an interagency council, which will help in the knowledge sharing of best practices and standards and what's working in each agency, so they can increase the maturity of program management across government.
And when you talk about, so the main stat headline from this is $97 million wasted for every $1 billion invested for governments. What typically were you guys seeing the $97 million in waste going towards?
Well, the waste comes from really poor project performance, so failure to deliver, some of the traditional measures on time, budget and so on. But the more important one that we're seeing is really around the ultimate benefits. So did it deliver the original goals and business intent or policy intent? So if we were building a major piece of infrastructure and the highway was supposed to remove, some level of carbon emission, did it achieve that? And what you see is organizations really everywhere in the world, not just the U.S. federal government, struggle with benefits realization and not only the assessment of it, did we actually receive what we wanted, but even the measurement of it from the beginning. And I think that's one of the areas of opportunities because the U.S. federal government does lag the global average around mature benefits realization.
And for developing project management talent, can you talk to me about what that would mean at pertaining to the federal government level and what human capital experts, are telling you guys about how to find the right talent for certain programs or projects?
Yeah, absolutely. This is an equally exciting part of the legislation and the opportunity, which is this job series that will be defined, implemented over the next year. Or developed is really equivalent of a career path in an organization. So if you think of engineering and accountancy and law, those professions have defined career paths, identifying the competency, skills, behavior, the duties of each of those positions at each stage of the career. Many organizations in the private sector have career paths. Some of the federal government may have a career path, but it's not formalized across the U.S. federal government. It's a real opportunity to develop a consistent view of the competency, skills, behavior, duty, the position, if you will, the career, and then, more importantly, identify the ongoing training and development, because everything around the U.S. federal government is changing rapidly. There's complexity in everything. It's only getting more complex. Certainly, there's some uncertainty in the market, often. And developing the people around those, the PMI talent triangle I mentioned, the technical, the leadership, and the strategic and business management, you consider commercial capability in the government, having the commercial competence to lead major programs as well as the technical competence is essential to success, because in the end, all the major programs are delivered by people, and these people need to be supported in informal roles across the U.S. federal government.
That's Mark Langley, President and CEO of the Project Management Institute, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview and a link to the PMI report at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.